The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurant Group.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to the show with the Grits girls. Taylor and Lauren are here. Hi, girls.
Hi. Hello. We're already laughing before it even starts.
I said, we should probably say something. Well, welcome. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and we get to catch up with our favorite Great Southern restaurants and see kind of how things went last month. We're already in March, so 2 months deep into 2021.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it crazy? It's already March.
I just
think about this time last year.
Okay, no. I read something this week. I am like, this is crazy. This is just the craziest thought to me. I read, it was, you know, something that popped up on my Instagram, like a meme or something. And it said, this week last year was our last week, like our last normal week before everything locked down. Isn't that crazy to think about?
Yeah, it's a
little
scary.
We've come a long way.
We have.
It's been a journey.
I feel like I did see a few memes too. People were like, oh, I just want to go back to the days. I don't want to go back to any of them. I just want to keep going forward.
Right.
We've
got to get past this hump in the road.
Right. And I'm starting to see like things open up and around the country and, you know, we're seeing it. Hopefully people, you know, use their common sense that they've got.
Still be smart.
Yes, right. Exactly. And if you're really smart, you've probably been to Jackson's or Five Sisters or Angelina's lately. So how did last month go since we've seen each other?
Last month was good.
It was really
good. We had a really good Valentine's Day. It was nice to see everybody come out, and it's nice to see more and more people come out. They're getting more and more comfortable coming out, and we still are keeping everything sanitized. We have everybody holding doors, and we're following all the guidelines that are still set for us, but it is nice to see people getting comfortable.
Because we are at 100% capacity.
Yes.
But just know, obviously, everybody's safety is our number one priority always.
Right. And we're seeing it with the numbers, obviously, with taking those proper precautions, which I feel like we're just going to do from here on out into the future, sanitizing in between people, which is...
Yeah.
I feel like already, though, like, if you go to Jackson's or Angelina's and Five Sisters, even, like, you feel clean. Like, you just kind of... I don't know. It just is so, you guys do a really good job.
Thank you.
At keeping the atmosphere clean and fun and inviting. So y'all were already on that path, but other places, you know, we just hope that they stay on board with it.
Yeah.
I think Pensacola has been pretty good about it. I do. I think everybody's kind of followed the same little steps. So it's been nice to see. And it's nice to go downtown on the weekend and see people out.
Yeah.
On Palafox Street. Whereas last year.
Yeah.
At this time, it was empty.
Ghost
the
down.
Streets were empty.
Yeah, we don't want to go back to that
point
in time. We want to just keep moving forward. So it was a good Valentine's Day. That's good to hear. People are coming out. It was busy. Did you have a lot of grab and goes or anything like that? Or was it just people really wanted to be in person?
They really wanted to be in person, which was really nice to see. We didn't have any sort of grab and go set up for Valentine's Day. We did have a lot of to-go orders, but...
Yeah,
not
for
as
the
many.
Restaurants for Valentine's Day.
Not as many as people that came in.
Oh, good.
So that was interesting.
That's excellent. Maybe people did picnics, you know?
Yeah.
Picnics
cute.
In front of the TV.
Valentine's Day picnic.
Right? Oh, yeah. Do it with my kids every year. It's so much fun. I mean, I don't buy them Jackson's, but, you know, maybe.
Hey, my kids wouldn't eat it anyway. They're so picky.
Oh, right? I mean, we can talk about that, too.
So picky.
Like, how do we just sneak... Yeah. Like green beans in there and chop it up and put it in a smoothie, you know.
I think they've caught all of my tricks.
Oh,
it's
man.
Ended.
No, wait, and you've got younger kids, so
I do. I've got 2 5-year-olds, and then my little one will be 2 next week, and he catches on just like they do. If they don't eat it, he's like, I'm not eating that.
Wait a second, that's poison.
Why aren't they eating that?
And then I'm like Lauren's other child, like the, just like the older child.
Yes, you are, Taylor.
Yeah, I'm the only one in here childless, but.
That is too funny. Well, if you come up with any tips or tricks to try to sneak some spinach or anything to your children,
I will share the knowledge. And anybody listening, please share with us.
Right?
Please. You can test it on me.
Yeah. And text. Hey, if you have a question or maybe you want to celebrate your your experience, please let us know. 437-1620. Let the Grits girls know, which is just the cutest thing. And one day we'll all wear our t-shirts and take a picture.
We will.
Yes.
But do we need to trademark Grits girls now?
I guess. I'm pretty sure.
So funny.
Oh my gosh. Well, moving on. What do we have looking forward to in March?
Our first event we have coming up is actually tomorrow. Oh. It's our Atlas Beverage class. Our radio always falls on the Wednesday before ABC, because our ABC class is the first Thursday of every month. So our first class for March is going to be tomorrow, and we are featuring Wicked Weed, which is based out of Asheville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We talked about it a little bit last month. But if you've never heard of our Atlas Beverage classes before, the whole goal with these events is to showcase what our local area has to offer in the beverage community.
Yes.
Every time you turn around, there's a new brewery, a winery, a distillery. There's something. So the whole goal is to showcase them, have somebody there to tell you about it. That's a part of that actual, like, everyday process. We love having our reps come out and speak, but this is actually someone who is a part of that, making the beer, brewing the beer. So we're very excited to feature Wicked Weed tomorrow. We have two classes, one at 5 and one at 7. It is $25 per person. We're going to be outside on the deck. You'll get 4 tapas-style pairings with 4 of the beers they're going to feature. And it is supposed to be nice weather tomorrow.
I heard.
It's going a little back and forth. With the weather, I can't keep up. I'm tired of Florida just lying to me. You give me sunshine one day and then you take it away.
She's lying to you.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like we need to remind her of who she is.
Yes.
She's the sunshine state.
Please,
get
we have
with
been
it.
Through enough. It's just hurtful at this point.
It is hurtful, especially when it's the anniversary of our last week of normalcy. And yeah, we need that sunshine back in. And this is a great way to kind of...
Yeah.
Bring in the weekend.
Right. We're going to be outside on the deck.
Okay.
Sitting on the water. It's supposed to be nice weather. Pretty sunny, I believe. So we have 1 at 5 and 1 at 7. A couple menu highlights. One of the beers we're going to be featuring is the Appalachia Sessions IPA paired with Reuben Egg Rolls. The Pernicious IPA paired with Guinness Lamb Stew. We have the Coastal Love Hazy IPA paired with Vegetarian Shepherd's Pie. And then we have the fresh pressed mango, pineapple, guava, wheat ale paired with a cinnamon churro. So that is tomorrow. If you want to make a reservation, you will reach out to me. My number is 850-287. I forgot it for a second. 287-0200 or taylor@goodgrits.com.
That, first of all, that was a mouthful, whatever beer that you just said. There is so much going on. That's a concoction right there. But then you had me at cinnamon churro.
Right.
Yum. Cinnamon churros are so good.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to be like a classic churro, you know, where it's like deep fried and then smothered in the sugar, or if it's going to be something.
It's going to be good either way. David Williams is our pastry chef, and he is just the best.
It's deep fried or not, cinnamon and sugar on dough, you can't really go wrong.
With beer?
That's like a match made in heaven right there. Oh my goodness. Okay, so that's tomorrow night.
We have plenty of availability for both classes, 5 and 7 o'clock. You'll reach out to me to make the reservation. My email is taylor@goodgrits.com. It's supposed to be nice and sunny. If you want to come hang out, definitely come hang out with us.
Now, what if people don't make a reservation and then remember last minute? Is it okay if they swing in and are like, hey, you guys got a spot for me?
So we are filling up. We're a little more full for the 7 o'clock.
Okay.
But for the 5 o'clock, we still have plenty of availability.
All right. A little bit of... kind of a happy
when you get
hour.
Off work, yeah,
it'll be happy.
Yeah,
I know that for sure.
Yeah, you'll definitely be happy. So come hang out with me. And then just to highlight who we're featuring next month, that's going to be April 1st, April Fool's Day, and we are going to be featuring Pensacola Bay Brewery, which is obviously based out of Pensacola.
Oh yay.
We love them.
Right,
we
feature across
them
the street.
Right across the street. We feature them many times and they're always a big hit. So
absolutely love. First of all, love of hanging out there,
yeah,
tasting.
Nice.
They always have something going on. I miss that. To be honest, I haven't really gotten out much in the past year. So I'm looking forward to doing more things like that.
Yeah.
I think the change is coming.
Well, we're all going to be
slowly but surely, but it's coming.
It's going to kind of go.
I can feel it.
Yep. I can feel the sun. I think the sun is coming out just for you, Taylor. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
She's hopeful for tomorrow.
As soon as I walk outside, she's going to take it away from me.
No, don't say
it's going to start raining.
Keep your hopes high, girl.
It's going to start snowing.
No. It's going to be nice. Tomorrow's going to be nice. Today is going to be in the 60s, so... Let's just hope tomorrow is going to be just as beautiful as they promised.
It is. I keep checking to see if it's going to change. Because, you know, in Florida, you look at it at the beginning of the week and then you look at it 2 days later and it's a completely different story. But I've been keeping my eye on Thursday and remaining hopeful.
It looks like it's going to be really nice. I mean, even the sun's going to shine all day, so it's going to keep it super warm. And then we'll be good to drink outside a little bit.
Yes. That's right. Come enjoy the view.
Yeah.
Come enjoy the view with Taylor. ABC.
We have so much fun. It really is so much fun. And it's a really laid back event too. So okay. Just a lot of fun.
Awesome.
And you also, whenever we have our speaker, who I believe is Skip from Wicked Weed tomorrow, he'll tell you all the insider information, everything you need to know about Wicked Weed and the beers we're going to be drinking. And then at the end of each class, we'll do a little trivia round. So you'll have the opportunity to win some fun, cool prizes.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah. I love trivia. I don't know.
I love trivia, but I'm bad at trivia.
Much fun. Really?
Oh, yeah.
You guys should do more trivia nights like that. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I am super competitive. So... that kind of thing. And just have random things like lodged up there and they just come out like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody the other day that I went to a trivia night and I won with just Sweden was the answer. It was just like, I think that's the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sweden. Well, Sweden's always the right answer right now. But
right.
I was like, I would love to be at some more trivia nights and find out where they're happening. So if you guys do one, you'll see me there.
Yeah.
Like roll up my sleeves.
See, I feel like I'm definitely that person when I say I love trivia because Lauren knows me too well. I have a lot of random things stored in my brain, but not something that's actually like beneficial to my life. Like I couldn't, if I'm studying for a test, I won't remember any of it, but I'll like know every lyric to like a 90s song or something.
You are amazing.
Oh God.
None of it that benefits my life. Well, you remember all this for us, okay? So that benefits everybody.
And if you guys can't remember all of this, because we know it is so much, everything is listed on the website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. We know it's a lot of stuff.
Or send us an email, Taylor at Good Grits, Lauren at Good Grits. Either way,
yes.
We've got you. Well, moving on to the next event we've got coming up. After ABC, next Thursday, March 11th, we have an Angelina's cooking class. That class is going to be stozzatini and aperitivi, which is appetizers and cocktails. So that will be really fun. Did you just like my Italian?
Ooh,
is that what that face was
that
for?
That was beautiful.
I always say this when Lauren speaks Italian. I just fall in love with her.
It's going to be fun.
She is just the best.
I love cooking classes. I think they're so fun. They're indoors and you know, you get mesmerized when chefs are cooking in front of you. You are not paying attention to what they're saying. You're watching them toss sauce or whatever in a pan in front of you. Mm-hmm. So we give you these nifty little recipe books to send home so you can do it yourself.
Right.
Oh, fun.
And it's such a good time to do that. We've got a 5:30 p.m. class that is going to be $65. And to do the class, you can email Brooke at angelinaspensacola.com. Or you can give her a call, 917-573-1613. Again, that is next Thursday, March 11th, stozzatini and aperitivi, appetizers and cocktails. So that will be a good one if you and your friends want to come out and join us for that one.
That sounds so fun and fancy and Italian. I just need to like use my hands right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is fun. And it's always great to have a cocktail pairing too. When you're doing appetizers and cocktails, you're basically mm-hmm. coming for a cooking class and doing aperitivo hour.
Look at that.
There's nothing better.
Right.
And again, I know it's a lot of information. We all have email addresses. So if you need to see it, greatsouthernrestaurants.com or email myself or Taylor. Taylor at Good Grits, Lauren at Good Grits, and we can give you the information for that.
Awesome.
And speaking of cooking classes, we've got a Jackson's one coming up as well, so I'll pass that to you,
Taylor. We do, same kind of concept, but it's over at Jackson's with Chef Irv, okay. Who we love. He is just the best. If you've never been to Jackson's or experienced Irv's culinary creations, you have to. But same gist, we have two classes. This is on March 17th. It's always the third Wednesday of every month. We had the first one starts at 5 and promptly at 5, and then the second one at 7:30. It is $55 per person, which covers the cooking demonstration, tastings of the recipes, two wine pairings. Can't go wrong with that. Mm-mm. And your take-home recipe booklet. Did I say what the theme of the class was? Gulf Coast Cravings. I should probably let y'all know what it's all about. It's Gulf Coast Cravings. And we do have availability left for both classes, I believe. To sign up, you will contact Jessica. Her email is jessica@goodgrits.com. Or her phone number is 850-686-3149. And also, I feel like I should just say that for all of the cooking classes, like, they sound fancy, and I don't want that to be intimidating for anybody.
They're not. They're laid back, and they're so fun.
Like, it's something that I would go to. And I'm somebody who is not skilled in the kitchen whatsoever. You look at me, but I have blown up a hot dog in the microwave. But this is something that I would go to, too.
And you get to try all the food.
It's so fun.
There won't be any hot dogs.
Make new friends.
No, there won't be hot dogs there. But there's, you know, no pressure. Like, I feel like when you think of cooking class, you think of like, oh my gosh, am I going to have to like cook in front of a chef? It's not like that at all.
Right. Nobody's doing getting it in front graded.
Of you. Right.
No. They cook for you. Both James and Irv, they cook in front of you, in front of the class. And if you want to get up to see what they're doing up close, you can walk up to the table and you can take pictures. Videos. They'll give you tips.
Yeah.
It's a good time, and it is laid back. It's really fun, and it's a great little outing for anybody.
Yeah. So don't worry. It's not about all your skills. I mean, I've been there, done that, blown up the hot dog, caught my bag of popcorn on fire in the microwave. You're like, what is that? Oh, I put it on 33 minutes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
Whoops. Yeah. That's me. Well, like, that is me.
Because I just feel like I always rush. That's why. So when somebody stops and like walks me through something and I can see it visually.
And you get that aha moment of why did I never know that? And it is so easy.
Yes.
That's always the best. That's why these cooking classes are so much
fun. And you
get
little like tips along the way, things that you can apply to your everyday cooking at home.
Right.
You know? And so I am a huge believer in like those order ahead like everything's cut out for you and then you get to like cook it and whatever. And you just walk through the step by step. That's good for me because I have so much going on already.
Right.
And so when somebody teaches me something extra and like, you know, I'm not really good at sitting at a YouTube channel video.
Either.
I can't get through one. I'm like, okay, let's just put it in the oven. Okay, we're done. You know, but when somebody's in front of me and they're engaging and, you know, you can just go, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot better for people. We're visual humans, you know, we have to see it and then go for it.
For
so
sure.
Definitely check
that
out.
And James have been doing it for a long time and they're, you know.
They're really good at it.
Very good teachers.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yes, I'm excited. That's awesome.
What's next? Oh, Easter is coming up.
So much Easter.
Yes.
So much Easter.
Really?
So little time.
We are all open for Easter. All the restaurants.
We are. So I will touch on Fish House and Jackson's, and then I'll let Lauren go over Angelina's and Five Sisters. Mark your calendars, Easter brunch and dinner, Sunday, April 4th. We'll be open for brunch 11 a.m. to 3 over at the Fish House, and then dinner beginning at 3 p.m. until 10. So if you can't make it for brunch, come see us for dinner. We'll be offering our standard menus for all of the restaurants, as well as some specials. The special that Chef John Huggins has created for Easter over at the Fish House is going to be available for both brunch and dinner. And it is herb roasted leg of lamb with chive potato gratin, green beans, and finished with a rosemary demi-glace.
Mmm.
Yes. So yummy. Reservations are being taken at this time. If you want to make your reservation, you can always go on Open Table on our website or give the restaurant a call, 850-470-0003.
Okay.
So that's for Fish House. Over at Jackson's, we'll be open for brunch as well, 11 a.m. to 2, and then dinner service begins at 5:30 until 10. Just like Fish House, we're serving from our standard menus. Let me look up the special really quick.
I feel like Easter is like the Super Bowl Sunday for eating.
Yes, for sure.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to make your reservation, do it now, pretty much. Or can they go ahead? Or
100%. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Go onto any of our websites. We've got a tab right there that says reservations. You can make one directly, or you can give us a call at any of our restaurants, and we will help you out there.
So the special Easter feature for Jackson's is going to be noisettes of lamb, caramelized onion whipped potatoes, lamb reduction sauce, grape tomatoes, goat cheese, bacon jam, arugula, and balsamic vinaigrette.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds so good.
That sounds delicious.
That's like right up my alley. Goat cheese, bacon, like all the goodness.
That sounds so
even
good.
Even at 9:30 in the morning. That sounds
It does sound good.
To make a reservation over at Jackson's, same thing. You can go on Open Table or give the restaurant a call, 850-469-9898.
Moving on over to Angelina's. We are open for just brunch from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have our standard menu along with a special Easter feature. Sorry, cannot speak at 9:30 in the morning. And our feature is going to be Agnello Ripiena, which is a stuffed lamb shoulder served with spring peas, roasted carrots, lemon, and mint. That sounds very fresh.
Yeah.
Sounds so say it again. What was the Italian word?
Agnello Ripiena.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Stuffed lamb. It sounds lamb. So springy.
It does. It sounds so good. And hopefully weather is going to be super nice by then. So, yes. Again, we're open just for brunch over at Angelina's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can make a reservation directly on our website on the reservations tab. We'll take you to Open Table, or you can give us a call, 850-542-8398. And moving on to Five Sisters, we are open for just brunch as well, our normal hours, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., serving our standard menu as well. And our Easter feature over at Five Sisters is going to be a smoked ham over roasted root vegetables finished with an apricot creole mustard glaze. So, if, again, you want to make a reservation there, reservation tab on our website, give us a call, 850-912. Well, I just forgot the number.
it's on the internet.
It is on
they can find
the
it.
Internet.
Numbers are hard sometimes.
There's so many numbers.
You know, we have so many restaurants, and I do remember all the numbers, and I just totally blanked out.
No, it's okay. I couldn't even say my cell phone number at the beginning of this show. Oh my
it's
gosh.
Okay, because the other day I almost gave out my cell phone number instead of the radio.
No, see?
So it's too much. All right. Numbers are hard.
Numbers are hard.
We're going to make
man.
It.
Man.
And you just go online, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. You can look at
it's all there.
Everything.
Everything's there.
Everything
and again,
that you want to do.
Miss something, you can always email myself or Taylor. Taylor at Good Grits, Lauren at Good Grits. We will answer all of your questions. We have all the knowledge that you need regarding the restaurants and all the events that are upcoming.
Okay. I do want to mention something.
Yes.
Because I always mention it when you guys are here. What do you think that is?
It's Wing Wednesday.
It is Wing Wednesday, but we've got one more Easter thing, which is the grab and go, which is super.
Grab and go.
Everybody loves Easter
it.
Grab and go. So yes. If you don't want to come to the restaurant, you don't want any mess, it's super easy. We always have this ready for you. Again, it's $65 plus tax. Feed six people. To place the order for that, you'll call 850-293-3148 or give Katie an email at katie@fivesistersbluescafe.com. The Easter grab and go consists of smoked sliced ham with apricot creole mustard glaze, roasted carrots, Parmesan whipped potatoes, dinner rolls, and homemade carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. And you can never go wrong with carrot cake and cream cheese frosting. Again, that is $65. All the information is listed on greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Grab and go is super fun for everybody. No mess. So easy. It comes with reheating instructions. You pop it in the oven. Takes less than an hour, and you are good to go.
You can't
go.
Mess it up. It won't explode.
You cannot mess it up. We promise.
That sounds like
We've
a
done
dream.
The hard
and
part
you cannot
for
beat
you.
$65
no,
for six
no.
people.
That's amazing.
Can't beat it.
Oh my goodness. Anything from Five Sisters. Like honestly, that's my favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's so good.
I just feel happy when I go there.
So comforting. Yeah, it's so comforting.
Like, I just want somebody to play music
True
while I
soul
eat.
Soul food.
Yes.
Comfort food. So and good. Like, but as you were just saying, Wing Wednesday is tonight at Five Sisters. Starts at 4 p.m. We've got lots of flavors. Really good. And over at Jackson's, we have Wine Down Wednesday. Half price wines on our governor's list.
See? There's something
Wings
always
and
to
wine.
Do.
That's right.
Yes.
Whatever your fancy is,
you can
we
hop.
Have it.
You can hop a little bit. Get your wings and go have a glass of wine. It's a really good date idea.
A bottle. You want to get the bottle, tap price.
Get the bottle.
Okay.
Wine down Wednesday.
I feel like we all do need to wind down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Write all of our phone numbers on our hands so yes, we remember them and just walk around like that all day.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Cheat. So much going on. You guys, I absolutely enjoy every single time giggling with you, laughing with you.
We have so much fun. This is like a bright spot in the month.
Oh,
we love it.
Yes. Great. You guys are too. Like, you bring so much sunshine into my life.
Oh.
Even though Florida won't.
Listen, Florida. It's okay. You can still have fun. Go check out greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Lauren and Taylor, the Grits Girls, thank you as always.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.